Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, we'll have a full rundown on the brand new Google Pixel 10 lineup and hear how Magic Hue is going to help with your life admin. We'll continue the conversation about the supports that exist for neurodiverse children in the tech space, and as ever, I'll answer your tech questions. If you want to get in touch, you can drop me an email, techtalk@newstalk.com, or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. I am freshish off a plane after a fantastic few days in New York. There was a storm, but that didn't get in my way. I walked the little legs off myself each and every day. I'm going to have a bit of a rundown on what I got up to and what I would recommend you do if you are in the gorgeous city of New York in the next wee while. But I want to start this week with the new devices from Google. Just a few weeks ago, John Riley of TheEffect.net was in with me to talk through our favourite phones of the year so far. And there were definitely some new players on the list. But the one we were both super excited for is the new Pixel 10. I've been using a Pixel 9 Pro for quite a while, and I was very interested to see what, if anything, they could do to make it better. And oh my gosh, they delivered. The launch event was a little bit more bells and whistles than what we've seen before from Pixel launches. Jimmy Fallon, host of The Tonight Show, was guiding the viewers through the launch day events. Things kicked off with Rick Osterloh, who is the super energetic senior vice president of devices and services at Google. The two spent a bit of time reflecting on 10 years of Pixel and some of the AI fanciness on the phone, which we'll talk through in a few minutes. But then we got to see the devices themselves. Adriana Loftin of Google guided a very, very, very excited Jimmy Fallon through the entire lineup.
We believe your phone should reflect your personality. And that's true with what's on your screen, too. And we have a fancy name for all of this. It's called Material 3 Expressive, because Pixel 10 is all about your vibe on your screen. So let's go to the Pixel 10 Pro.
Yes.
It features premium materials, premium performance, and it comes in two sizes. Remind me which one works best for you.
XL all the way.
It's the XL all the way. And on top of that, it has the best display of any flagship phone, and it has the best Pixel camera ever. So if you pause on that and we just keep it real, if it has the best Pixel camera ever, then that means it just has flat out the best camera ever.
Oh.
We've got something called ProRes Zoom. And bottom line, this is the highest quality zoom on any smartphone, and it lets you zoom up to 100x. This picture, it looks incredible, right?
Oh my God, yeah, that's me driving into work this morning.
It looks just like New York City. You'll see that it might not if you take it from where we actually took this shot from, way back there.
Whoa!
Now that's credit to our Google Tensor G5 chip.
Tensor!
And on top of that chip, we have laptop levels of RAM, so there is plenty of power. Speaking of which, every Pixel comes with 7 years of OS and security updates. On top of that, you get something that we call Pixel Drops. And that's new software and features that roll out over the life of time, so your phone keeps getting better, smarter, faster. We've got the Pixel Snap. And this is pretty simple. The Pixel Snap just allows you to snap your phone on chargers, on wallets, on stands, on anything you need. And on top of that, just a little secret that this works perfectly fine with your Apple MagSafe accessories.
Can you say... Can you say accessories? I can't say that. You said the A word.
I said...
Can we talk about Apple?
I believe deeply that... At Pixel, we are confident in our product and in our brand, and we love everybody in the game, so we can say anyone's name we want on this stage.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. All right.
Yeah, that's Adriana Loftin talking through the new Pixel lineup with Jimmy Fallon and bravely mentioning Apple at a Google event. Wow. There is this amazing compatibility now between Google devices and Apple's accessories. One of the smallest but most exciting things for me at the launch event was seeing, I think it's called Snap. So you can now get, essentially, like Apple has MagSafe, which is where you can just place a charger and it'll, you know, it'll I can't clap for some reason, but it'll like magnetize to the back and ensure it won't move. You can also get the little holder thing for the back of the phone as well, which will attach by magnet. So it's a small design boost, but I have to say I was very excited about it. So just to talk through what we heard there a little bit more in depth, we now have the Pixel 10, the Pro XL and the Pro Fold. And as you might expect, there are very fancy names for the gorgeous colours they come in. But I want to focus on the hardware itself for just a quick minute. So the standard Pixel 10 has received a pretty decent upgrade. The camera set alone. So it now has a 5x telephoto lens that will give you a 10x optical quality zoom and up to 20x super res zoom. It also has an incredibly bright screen. I think this is the brightest one ever at 3000 nits. Then if you are someone who's happy to pay a little bit more for the Notions versions, the Pro and the Pro XL, you're also getting more bang for your buck as well. They now have the most advanced camera system to date. So you've got 50 megapixel main sensor with double range OIS, a 40 megapixel telephoto lens with a 100x pro zoom, which is what they demoed on site and it looked remarkable. And then you've got a 42 megapixel ultra wide selfie camera as well. The XL, which is the biggest, obviously enough, it also has upgraded stereo speakers. And both models now have, I think it's 16 gigs of RAM, which is more than a lot of laptops. It also has the Tensor G5 chip, bigger batteries. Like everything has received a notable upgrade on the spec sheet. Now, again, I haven't tested it as of yet, but on the spec sheet, it is notable and it is exciting. And if all of that wasn't enough, we also got eyes on the new Pixel 10 Pro Fold, which is obviously enough, their foldable phone. It is super thin. It's also IP68 rated, which means it's much more durable than what we've seen before in the foldable space. We also got a new Pixel Watch 4, which has better AI-powered activity recognition. So if you start running, it'll identify it much quicker, much better. There's also more accurate sleep tracking. It looks stunning from the little bit I have seen of it. They've also announced a new personal AI coach, which is launching in the US first, but I imagine it'll come here before long. So overall, super impressive. And that's just the hardware. Some of the stuff that most piqued my interest, I'll be honest, was AI related. And I know we're all a little bit fatigued with AI, but there is one feature in particular that I think is an absolute game changer, and it is called Magic Queue.
We've got a new feature called Magic Queue, and it's perfect for keeping on top of your messages and so much more.
This is my text.
So you've been ignoring some of your friends here.
Yeah, that's a balance. Yep, there's Rick there. He says to me, when are we getting dinner tonight? Now, if I've already made reservations.
Yep, and so at the bottom there, that button, that's Magic Queue at work. And look, you can see it already found the name of the restaurant for you. Right from the booking email that you had, you can just tap it to send. It's that easy.
Wait, so this one's from Alex Cooper. Hey. Alex says, can you share that photo of Gary in the hat?
Yeah, so this is cool here. So Magic Queue can do more than just find the information you need, but it can also help you to get things done, like searching for exactly the photos that a friend's asking for. Check it out.
So I go to share photos. There's Gary.
And turns out Gary's a dog.
Gary is my dog, yes. Gary, so there's a picture of Gary in the hat. I just click on Gary and then done. Send. Look at that.
Pretty magical, right?
Easy.
And you should know, we've designed all of this to be completely private. Magic Queue runs right on your Pixel, which means all the processing, all the AI, and all your personal information stays private to you.
Yeah, so Magic Queue operates with the data on your phone. And then when someone messages you looking for information, it can pull from what it has access to, saving you a massive scroll. The demo made it look so seamless and so simple. And for me, as someone who's seen AI being slapped onto every single thing under the sun, I actually think this is a really good example of something that's practical and that the average phone user will actually use. Do you know what I mean? I just think it makes perfect sense. Now, after the big launch, I got to chat with some of the executives from the Pixel team, and I asked how they will balance this type of AI technology that goes through your messages and all the rest, alongside some of the concerns some people might have about their data and the privacy. So how do they think about that problem and how do they address it?
As first is, as soon as you set up your phone, we I help you with that. It's right in our setup as you set up your phone. We are talking clearly about Magic Q, Gemini, all of the AI features. So that's the first step of creating that education right when you go through the setup. The other one is also, if you think about the experience, again, when you try the device, when you have the device and you try it, you will see it. We want the user to be in control. So even with Magic Q, as you saw in the demo today on stage, the user has to click that chip. We're suggesting it. So it's not that we're doing it on your behalf, right? We are suggesting your response to help you. The same with Camera Coach, right? You have to opt in and start that flow, and we want to help you. So we want to make sure that the user is always in control, because it is your phone, I guess, much as you maybe build it, it is your phone, and it's a very personal expression of yourself. So you want to make sure that the user is in control, and we help the user at every step to do that. So that's how we think about this. And even with the photo that you saw that was edited with simple language prompts, right? It's a thing that we've seen from user feedback of, I don't know how to erase something. I don't know how to fix this lighting, right? And so we want to, again, appears when you, again, get the phone and you get the photos out, you will see, as soon as you hit edit, you will see a conversation box that can type, you can type, and you can play with it. But again, you want the user to be in control of those experiences, and that's how we think about that.
So there you have it. That is the lowdown on the Google Pixel 10. I'm still waiting for a device to land on my desk for review, but I will have that for you over the coming days. I'm very excited to get my hands on it. And I'm going to give you my take on some of those software features that we've mentioned, but I'd love to know your thoughts. Did you see any of the launch? Are you excited about the 10? And what do you make of the Magic Q? Would you use it? Do you think it'll save you time? You can email me, techtalk@newstalk.com. Now, when we come back here on News Talk, we'll continue our series looking at the tech supports that exist to support neurodiverse children. Stay tuned.